Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything going?
Well, it's going to be giddy. Home and Garden Show.
The Home and Garden Show is here, and that is exactly what we're here talking about today. We've got, as always, well, not as always, because last week he missed, but back, as always, Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo. Mike, how you been?
Great. Yeah, looking forward to a good show. The Home and Garden Show is always a fun time of year. There's so much to see out there. But I want to know what Mr. Losey has done, because it seems like there's a huge picture in the paper every single day with this Home and Garden Show. Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, we would like to welcome from the Home Builders Association, we've got Mr. Jeff Losey. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been about a year. We get together about once a year on the show and have you back, and you're still alive and kicking.
Doing well, and you know, it's on Saturday now, and we've got it's the second day of the show, and we've got, you know, over 200 exhibitors that are at the Home and Garden Show this year, with hopefully that's going to give people the opportunity to come out and, you know, after the big windstorm we had this week, to replace everything that used to be in their yard.
Yes.
And come up with some new ideas for some things that they might want to do around the yard.
Well, that's exactly right. And I mean, one of the things, so give us a little bit of background. How long has this been going on, or how did you guys come up with this? And, yeah, give us a little background on how you guys are involved with the show.
Well, the Home Builders Association has been involved in putting on this show for well over 20 years. It used to be out at the Benton Franklin Fairgrounds, and then there was a little stint at the Coliseum, and then the track built their facility that allowed us the opportunity that most home and garden shows don't have, which is we're able to utilize the rodeo arena and turn that into a landscape mecca. And we've got 12-foot high waterfalls. We've got two swimming pools that are out there.
Ooh.
And it's it really is amazing. It took them about 5 days to get it put together. And so when you come through and you're looking for new ideas for your backyards, we've got three of them that are set up there right now that are absolutely spectacular. And, you know, the Home and Garden Show for us is an opportunity to, again, showcase a lot of the talents of the members of the Home Builders Association with new ideas, new techniques, and innovative things that you can do, whether it's on the inside of the house or the outside of the house.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been for the listeners and homeowners, and definitely, you know, it's probably exaggerated a little bit because I'm in the business, but it really is the spot when everybody's in one spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've thought about remodeling or thought about, you know, changing up your yard or landscape design, you can really spend a couple hours out there and hit all of those key components at one time.
Well, and that's what we try to do. And the other thing that we have that we've included in part of the show is we have a lot of talented individuals around Tri-Cities that put on seminars. We have Dr. Stephen Link, who comes in and talks about xeriscaping, and which is not using water to keep your plants alive. And those seminars go on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And one of the other things we've added to the show this year is, so if you have kids that are coming out to the show, we've got our Lowe's construction area, and there's seminars for the kids that are going on all 3 days as well. And so we've got seminars for the adults. We've got seminars and different things that the kids are going to be able to build to include them into it and to get them into the outdoor garden activity as well.
And that's fabulous. I mean, in the past, I know I take my kids down there. Mm-hmm. We're down there quite a bit because I'm in the industry, and we like to stay up with those contacts and what people are doing. But our kids, whether it is, like you said, the gardening, or I think usually they're decorating some year's construction hats in the past, I mean, they go crazy about being down there, and they really have a great time. So it's definitely, I like the family atmosphere that you guys have developed there, and that's very good for our listeners.
Well, I know, and that's one of the things we try to do is hopefully, you know, have the opportunity. 12 and under is free to get in, and so we definitely want to have the kids there. And the yellow construct hard hat construction hats that we have. I do love seeing those all around the show, and we have about 1,500 of them, and we get close to running out every year. So yeah, they have an opportunity to decorate those and take them home with them, and then with the advent of the Lowe's construction area, they're also going to have opportunities to build little birdhouses, toolboxes. There's several different things that Lowe's is going to provide as well to help give the kids some of those hands-on opportunities to partake in the show as well.
That is just cool. Fabulous. Now, you think of a facility like Track and how big it is and how you guys set up. And really, I mean, the highlight I know for a lot of people is that landscaping area. I mean, it's just amazing what they can come in and recreate, you know, in a matter of the week that they are allowed to build in there and do. I mean, it's really tremendous. But we were talking a little bit off the air, and you said the show's actually gotten so big, and it is the, I love how you call it the regional home and garden show. You actually can't fit all the requests you have for booths in the show anymore, right? You have a waiting list.
We do. Every year we're fortunate that we have, we fill up the show, and every possible spot that we can put somebody in, we have them in there. Which, and that's the great thing for the consumer, because it means that there's more opportunities to see every possible opportunity that there is in the industry, whether it's looking at somebody on how they do the different forms of concrete with the different designs on there, or whether they want to check out our new movie room that's going to be in the show this year. And we're very excited about that as well.
That is fabulous. Mike, before we get, we're going to have some callers. I know we've lined up some of the vendors to call in. Before we get to that, give us a quick update on mortgages and what you've been up to. I know you were busy because you don't miss the show unless you're writing mortgages.
Yeah, I wasn't out of town or anything like that. It's just been so busy, and I had to skip last week's show just because of just clients wanting to come in and wasn't able to take the time out of the office. But things are great. Obviously, we just saw nationwide the January sales, home sales were up 4%. That number just came out recently, so that's a good thing across the whole country. And just in our office, things are going well. I know people get tired of it, but we're still seeing those historically low rates, and I think they're going to keep saying that until they change or, you know, do something else. But who's to say what's going to happen there? But they're still amazing. We're still doing a lot of refinancing, a lot of purchases obviously happening because of the early spring, as we're calling it. And, no, things are just amazing. I do a lot with new construction. There's a lot of different things happening, a lot of developments that, again, in the newspaper that are talking about coming on board. So it's just an exciting time to be in this industry, real estate in general. And, you know, and one thing, we're talking about the Home and Garden Show. You know, one thing that I've been involved with for several years is the Parade of Homes. And so I'm really thankful that we have such a good base of builders, and the Home Builder Association does a great job with basically marketing the talents of this area, builders, subs, all sorts of different things. So it's just, Tri-Cities is a great place, and that's why I chose to raise my family here.
Now, one of the things I know people will have questions about, and I want to make sure we get your number out there, because they're going to listen to this program, they're going to go to the Home and Garden Show, and then they're going to see the big remodel that they want to do and how they want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure there's going to be questions about maybe home equity lines, refinancing, that type of stuff. What's the best number if people want to utilize that or talk to you about if that situation works? How can they get a hold of you?
Direct line at work is 736-2621, and my cell phone is 531-9507. Either of those, if I answer, I'm working. So if it's in the evening or on the weekend, utilize the cell phone, and I'll get back to him as soon as possible.
See, McKay, I told you after 2 months we'd get him to start giving his cell phone number out.
Yep, absolutely.
He's getting comfortable is what that means. But so we appreciate it, too. I just wanted to thank everybody for the feedback. I had two or three calls this week about agency law I thought was boring. The callers called me, listeners, and said, oh, you shouldn't have said that was boring. I actually enjoyed it. I'm not sure what that says about me, but I enjoyed it. So anyway, I wanted to thank the listeners out there that took the time to get a hold of us and let us know, and we really appreciated that. Mike hit on something. We kind of skipped over because we're fitting a lot into today's show, but Mike hit on something. We skipped over kind of the local news, and I just wanted to put out there in real estate news this week. We just had earlier this week the Richland City Council unanimously approved a new subdivision on the top of Little Badger Mountain up there called Falcon Crest. They've been working on it for, 4 or 5 years to get everything in. Mm-hmm. There's streets into the top now, but this was kind of the last step in doing that. So what that is going to be is there's going to be 44 lots up there on 21 acres. Took a while to get through because there were some access issues with the roads and getting up there, but the finally finished up development plan and got the vote that they needed from the Richland City Council to move together. So it probably won't be long after that that you'll start to see houses pop it up there. So another new subdivision created out there in South Richland. If you have any questions about that or want to know anything about lots or lot prices on that, I am at 727-8977. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and talk to some of our vendors from the show.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here with Jeff Losey from the Home Builders Association, Mike Denzel, and myself. We've been talking about the Home and Garden Show going on right now, today, 9 to 8. So for you late nighters, you can still get out there, and tomorrow, 9 to 5. It's always, we like to get both perspectives of it. We've talked with Jeff about the show, and now we want to talk to one of the vendors at the show. He's been on the show before. But a quick little update, calling in. Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
Listeners, I'd like to introduce this. This is Jason Klavansky with Sparkling Clean Windows. So the name kind of says it all, Jason, but why don't you, for the listeners that don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your business does.
Thanks, Lance. Yeah, we've been in the Tri-Cities here for about 11 years. Like you said, our name kind of does say it all. We provide sparkling clean windows throughout the Tri-Cities. We try to make the Tri-Cities shine above and beyond what it already does. And we do that by cleaning windows on residential and commercial buildings, and also do pressure washing and gutter cleaning. And even this last year, we got into a little bit of Christmas lights. So kind of do it all, but been around a long time. Love being part of this community and this great event here at the track. We've been involved for the last, this is our third year, and it's just been great for us. Great to see all the wonderful people out here and gain some new customers and get some exposure. So.
Well, that was kind of my next question was, as we talked with Jeff and stuff,
you really
answered it there. What keeps you coming back to the Home and Garden Show, and what makes this show so great? Why are you there, and what's the best part about it?
Well, you know, I've been wanting to do it for a long time, just kind of trying it out. And finally, 2 years ago, the opportunity came. I normally have a conflict with timing with a window cleaning convention I attend. And finally, a couple years ago, the dates coincided so that I could try the Home and Garden Show. I thought, you know, I've got to try this and see if it works. And we just couldn't believe the response we had. We gained over 100 new customers from it, met lots of people, lots of current customers, and ran some great specials, and just realized that this is the place for our business to be, and decided then that we're not going to miss this again. So it's been great for our business and great for the community to have an event like this. And I've talked to a lot of other vendors, and they say this is definitely one of the best ones in the region, if not the country. So
well, that's a great endorsement, Jason. Now I think you kind of glossed over something there that, you know, we might laugh about, but the listeners need to know. It's one thing that makes you different. Did you say a window cleaning convention?
Yeah, maybe it's just an excuse for a bunch of window cleaners to get together and have some fun and party. But no, we actually do. You know, it's like anything. We're running a small business, and we have the same issues that I'm sure you do with running your office, and almost any small business does. So we don't just go there and clean a bunch of windows at the hotel or something. We actually do learn safety things, and we learn HR issues and marketing and just all those types of things with running a small business. But it is geared towards window cleaning, pressure washing, and I've attended about 11 of them over the last 11 years, so I pretty much go every year. And just that power of having some mentors and networking, and also giving back now that I've been in business a while, helping out every year. There's new people there, and I love being able to help their businesses grow and let them know that they don't have to make the same mistakes I made. made and the things that I'm working for me, hopefully they can adapt and try those things out. So
well, that's
really fun.
That's just fabulous. And I know you've even done some work here. We got Mike Denslow here from Wells Fargo.
Hey, Mike.
And I think he could give you a testimonial.
Yeah, sure. I talked to Jason last year getting ready to list my house and got the name from Lance, called up Jason. He sent out a couple guys to take care of everything. And, man, there was one window that I was, they're not going to be able to get this one. The back door of the garage that gets hit by the sprinklers.
Yes,
and and it's got the water spots on it. And sure enough, man, that door looks pretty good. So thanks a lot, Jason.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's kind of our specialty, getting those windows clean that the homeowners just, they've tried the CLR, they've tried the elbow grease, and they just don't come restored. And we that's with attending those seminars, we've learned a lot of trade secrets that obviously I can't share over the line, otherwise I wouldn't be in business. But thank you so much for your business, Mike. And I'm sure they're probably dirty again with all this Tri-Cities wind and weather and stuff, but we definitely have good job security here. So give us a call.
Well, the problem is it's not, because you did such a great job, he sold the house.
Oh, done.
So when the new one's built, I'm sure you're gonna have to be back.
I got
your number in my phone, Jason. Don't worry.
Sounds perfect.
Well, Jason, we really appreciate kind of a different perspective on the show from a vendor yourself, and I know you'll be tired come tomorrow night, but enjoy the show, and we appreciate you taking a little extra time, because it is so crazy to call in and talk to us, and we really just wish you the best of luck at the show, and we'll be down there seeing you in a little bit.
Yeah, thanks. Definitely. Anybody stop by, come by and see us, and we'll give you a free gift if you mention you saw us on the show. We're running some great specials, so come by, say hi. We've run into, like I said, some really good specials right now for windows.
Perfect. Listeners, you heard that. If you swing by and say you heard him on the radio show, Mr. Jason Klavansky is going to have a free gift for you. So.
Yeah, you
bet. Thanks again. Have a great day, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Losey, I didn't even tell him to say those nice things about your show.
And that was extremely nice. And I would also, they clean the windows at the Home Builders Association. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep. We are a client of theirs, and we've had them ever since the day that our building was built, and our windows look just like the day we put them in. So, yeah, they do a fantastic job for us.
Well, especially with the irrigation, we're dealing with that in our house. You get that stuff on the windows, and it's perma spots. And like he said, you tried all the other stuff, and you're out there, and it doesn't work.
Right.
So his trade secrets must.
Yeah, what's really nice about his crew is they've kind of been trained and stuff, and we've got a little time here, I think, before our next caller. But one of the nice things about his crew and what he's done, and you should, if you're at the show, I definitely encourage you to swing by and meet them, is they don't just clean the windows. There's been two or three occasions where they've been cleaning a window, and they've come to me and said, hey, I just wanted to let you know that third window to the right, the seal's actually gone out on it. And since you're the original homeowner, that's probably a warranty issue, and you could call and get that fixed. So they're not just in there, slinging the water on, cleaning the window, and then they're out of there. They actually take pride in knowing about the windows, and if there's a seal broken or something happening, they'll bring it to your attention, and to me, that's just huge. That's just, one step later, mm-hmm. in the process that makes them really stand out. So
absolutely.
And Christmas lights, I guess I always laugh at him. I said, you spent so much time high on the roof, he just decided he'd stay up there during the winter. So, but they know, they do a great job with all of that stuff, and we're glad to have them as a vendor and glad to talk to them some more too.
Absolutely.
Now, Mike, I know before we're going to run out of time, the next caller is going to call, and then we're going to run out of time. So why don't I give you kind of, before that caller comes in, a quick minute wrap up here.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to say that my team has been growing. We had that team show back in December.
Yes.
And with myself and Gretchen back on the team, and we added one more. Tom Wingert has joined the team last week, and he's getting trained up right now. But had a lot of good customer service experience in his past, and he has now joined the team. So the team has grown by another individual, which we're looking forward to having a great year with him. But Wells Fargo Home Mortgage obviously has one of the most extensive product lines in the industry. We can help out refinancing, purchases, new construction, all the different things, home equity. So I just encourage people to give me a call at 736-2621 or 531-9507. We're located on Clearwater, and Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., equal housing lender. And you know when I say that, that's off heatland.
Okay, perfect. Well, Mr. Losey, what else do we need to know about currently what's happening with the Home Builders Association right now? What's important to you guys right now?
Well, you know, one of the things, I just got back from the International Builders Show.
Oh, and it looks like I'm going to have to interrupt you. We've got somebody calling in here.
And good morning, News Talk 870. Welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Hello.
Hey, this is John Thomas with Noble Integration.
Hey, John. Welcome. I'm glad you could call in. We're in the studio here. We've got Mr. Jeff Losey with us and Mr. Mike Denslow. Now, Jeff was just bragging, and there's one reason why we had you call in. He was bragging about some amazing theater room down at the show that we have to get to check out, and apparently you're responsible for that.
Oh, it is fantastic. Yeah, we've got a decked-out home theater room with a 133-inch CinemaScope screen, JVC projector, amazing surround sound system. It's awesome. You guys got to come check it out.
Now, this is new to the show. One of the things they were excited about with the Home Builder Show is they have not done a theater room before.
Yeah, I guess not. I am still totally blessed to be a part of it. Jeff had talked about having this room available to do this in if we did it upright, and we're excited to be a part of it for sure. So thank you, Jeff, and thank you to the HBA.
Yeah, well, that is just fabulous. Now talk to us a little bit. I know at Noble Integration, you guys really specialize in stuff like theater rooms, like home automation. Firsthand, I've seen some of the home automation you've done, but you've got some amazing tools available with home automation that I think technology has really changed in the last couple of years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it has. Home automation has gone from something that, you know, was really kind of confusing and definitely very expensive to something that, you know, through Control 4, the automation system that we use, they've brought together a system of components that make it very easy to control your entire house from lighting control, HVAC, door locks, security system, all your audio, video, and it brings it together in one really nice interface to control all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, it really is tremendous how things have changed. And now, will we be able to see some of that automation? Do you have a system like that at all set up?
Yeah, we're going to have Control 4's brand new controller out. It's called the HC800, and it is blazing fast control, which is super exciting. We're going to have it control in the home theater system and then also have it do some lighting control and maybe a couple other little things.
Okay, well, that is just absolutely fabulous. We really appreciate you being able to display this type of stuff. I know it's got to be a lot of work to set up a big theater room like that and do that type of stuff. One of the things we like to get a vendor's perspective on, what makes you do the home show? Why are you there at the home show?
The home show is an amazing place to be, you know, showing off our wares, basically. There's so many people that come to the home show. The atmosphere is awesome. You know, and for us at Noble, you know, the reason I like being there is because pretty much anybody that's going to build a custom house in the next year or maybe is thinking about building a custom house sometime in the next few years, they're probably going to be at the home show to check out the latest, greatest stuff. And we want them to be, you know, seeing what we have and kind of be thinking about it and planning ahead for it.
Well, that sounds just great. I mean, I can give a great testimonial. John's done some work for me personally. I've seen what they can do. And I'm not shocked very often about pricing and affordability, but I was shocked about this.
In a good way.
I really thought it was kind of an untouchable, a couple of the things that I wanted to do, like, oh, there's no way I could do that. But it was amazing for what he can do for the price he can do it for. I just can't say enough about how great Noble Integration has been. I've seen their work from start to finish on pre-wires, on brand new construction homes, and they're really top notch. Well, John, I know you got people that you're beating away at the door to get in there to check out this theater room. So we're going to let you go. We're going to wrap up the show. How can people get a hold of you if they can't, for some reason, make it to the Home and Garden Show? What's the best business number that they can get a hold of you and your wife?
Yeah, our office number is 509, of course, 420-4747. And you can also check out our website. That's www.nobleintegration.com.
Well, that sounds great. Well, John, I'll see you in an hour or two. We'll be down there, and I'm looking forward to kicking back and checking out the theater room. So thanks a lot for calling in and taking time out of your busy day, and thanks again for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Okay.
So once again, folks, that was John Thomas with Noble Integration, just another great vendor at this year's Home and Garden Show.
We're going to have to pry you out of the theater room.
You might have to.
Where's my left? Oh, he's down in the theater room. Oh, he's playing with the controls. He's turning the lights.
Check it out. Yeah, I could definitely get sucked into that for sure. So, well, we encourage all of our listeners, like we said, open today from right now until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 9 to 5. Mr. Losey, once again, thanks for helping put on this show for the community and people, consumers out there wanting to know about these products. And thanks for taking the time. You also, a busy time right now for you to coming down and being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us in.
And we will be right back here, at least Mike and I will be, next Saturday morning right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update
on News Talk 870.